to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman, and we're coming to you from our broadcast booth at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to run over to the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, spend a little time with their CEO, Brian Peters. Brian, welcome to the show. Always good to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You know, I hate to say there was a little excitement in your neck of the woods, because that always sounds like a positive connotation, but it was a little challenging for you guys. There was a recent cyber attack to Change Healthcare last month. Can you give us a little summary of what happened and how that impacted, you know, hospitals and health systems?
Well, there's always excitement in healthcare. There's no question about that. And this was the kind that certainly we don't want to see, and that is the latest in what has unfortunately become a string of cyber attacks on healthcare providers, insurance companies, and other organizations who do business in the healthcare space. And unfortunately, we've really become a target for cyber criminals, not only here in the United States, but globally. And this particular Change Healthcare incident affected the ability of providers, including hospitals, physicians, and others, to effectively process claims. So providing a treatment for a patient and then billing the insurance company. Change Healthcare is an entity that handles those sorts of processes for countless hospitals and healthcare providers across the country and right here in Michigan as well. So this has really upended our ability to do business as we've traditionally done it.
It's interesting. Why are healthcare organizations so targeted by these cyber criminals?
Well, the FBI, for the last several years now, has told us that healthcare, in fact, is the number one target of cyber criminals. And these are nation states who are engaged in this activity, has been well documented. Unfortunately, they are well resourced, no question about it. The reason they are targeting healthcare is because of the richness of the information and the data that we house. So not only social security numbers and financial information, but also HIPAA-level private healthcare information as well. And so that has tremendous value. It also is an information set that represents a life safety issue. And so if a cyber criminal can effectively pierce the veil and engage in this sort of activity, they can effectively hold for ransom the ability of hospitals and others to do business. And, you know, if you're in one sector or another, that's damaging. But if you're in healthcare, in particular, where lives are at stake every hour of every day, it just takes that risk to an entirely different level.
So, Brian, how did you guys get involved? What part did you play in this?
Well, we've been very instrumental over the last couple of weeks now in doing a couple of things. Number one, providing all of the latest information to our members. So we're a source of truth, much like we were during the pandemic, but also advocating on behalf of our members. So advocating with our congressional delegation, with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services at the federal level, to make sure that our hospitals are given the maximum flexibility possible and are supported by private insurance companies, particularly those in the MA space. That's Medicare Advantage or Medicare Managed Care Plans, of which there are a number here in Michigan. And we treat a very large number of patients here in Michigan under that program. And so it's critically important that we advocate on their behalf. And we've been doing that.
So listen, your industry talks now wellness, which is preventative. Let's talk about that for cyber attacks. What can businesses and other industries out there, what can they do to kind of prevent this sort of thing?
Well, Chris, it's a great analogy, because just as we get a vaccine to prevent a unnecessary illness, we need to do likewise in this space. And what that entails is really establishing a process and a protocol, regardless of how large or small your organization happens to be, that puts people first, because we know that people are the weak point in terms of cyber attacks, meaning individuals who open an email, who click on a link. That is still the number one way that cyber criminals can penetrate our defenses. And so When I say people, we have to educate our employees, all those that we do business with, our patients, everyone that we touch, to be mindful of the threat that exists. And beyond that, we also have to do things like the establishment of an HSOC, which is a healthcare security operations center. We have established one right here in Michigan. MHA was part of a small group of organizations that launched that HSOC here. It's an early warning system so that we can warn our members when there is an active threat in the field and they can disconnect where that's appropriate.
Well, I'll tell you what, as always, you guys are stepping up, and we need to keep in mind that much like the vaccines that we develop for given a disease, that disease manifests itself, and we're yet back looking at new vaccines in the future. So this is an ongoing circumstance we're going to have to deal with.
Brian, that's absolutely right.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Brian Peters is the CEO of the MHA, Michigan Health and Hospital Association. You've been listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Long.